Hi, good morning, Greenwich, Connecticut, and this is Hillary Phillips, and today I have Francine Blitton from Sound Nutrition. She's a clinical nutritionist, but we all know Francine. We need no introductions, right, Francine?
That's so kind of you.
And it's Heart Health Month, so, you know, we were just talking about this before we got in the studio, and you know, it's really important that we look at this, you know, our heart and taking care of our heart as part of Heart Health Month. That's a lot to say, Heart Health Month. Say
heart
that 10 times.
Heart Health Month, I'm going to say it once. We only have 28 minutes.
Yes.
Now it's 27. But yeah, it's a big concern, and there's not as much awareness around heart mm-hmm. health, especially in women, as there is around cancer and other health issues. We're very aware of the risk factors for some of the other diseases. We get our mammograms. We get our pap smears. You know, we get our colonoscopies. But most women have never met a cardiologist, don't even know. They think that it's something that only happens to men in a very dramatic way. But it's still the biggest disease killer of women in this country by a lot, way more than breast cancer, way more than lung cancer.
And you wouldn't even think that because you never even hear a lot about it, right?
Well, you don't hear about it, and the difference is that you don't really often get a chance to say goodbye to the person. More often fatal, right? So as women have entered the workforce in more demanding jobs, more women started smoking when mm-hmm. And different sort of lifestyle factors. And so there are things that we can do to prevent it. But first, let's talk about some of the symptoms.
Okay, we're going to talk symptoms right now of
A female pattern heart disease would be shortness of breath, nausea and vomiting. Not all of these necessarily, mm-hmm. but if you have a few of these going on, back and jaw pain. I hear this a lot from women who have had cardiac events, dizziness, fatigue, and abdominal pain. Almost always fatigue, very often the nausea and vomiting with no reason, not the flu mm-hmm. bug or anything like that. And then some of the things that you can do to when you go to the doctor, you want to make sure you always get a copy of your blood tests mm-hmm. and imaging. I think it's important. I ask for them when people come to see me for nutrition consultations, and I'm surprised at the amount of people who say, yeah, the doctor took these tests, but I don't have them. Mm-hmm. I know my cholesterol was a little high. Well, which was it, the LDL or HDL? They don't know. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, we need to own our health.
Right.
Doctor's labs sometimes make mistakes. Doesn't happen a lot, but it does. You want to be on it, and it's good to keep them in a place, either in your computer or hard copies in reverse chronological order. That's how medical files are set up. And so the things that you want to have to keep in safe range are your blood pressure. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Cholesterol, blood sugar, body mass index in a safe range for you. The body mass index scale is a little bit outdated, to mm-hmm. be honest. 20 to 25 is really for Caucasians. Mm-hmm. African Americans can carry a lot more weight. Not a lot, but they can go into the 25 to 30 range without metabolic consequences, as opposed to Asians.
I wonder why.
Underneath. They have bigger bones, heavier bones.
I didn't know that.
And so it's just a height and weight number. It doesn't, Serena Williams would be considered obese if you looked at her, and we know she's not. So I have a bioimpedance analysis test that tells mm-hmm. you how much fat you have, how much muscle, water balance, how many calories you're burning a day, which is a lot more. It just gives a lot better picture. It still wouldn't predict a heart attack. But if I see somebody, for instance, who looks lean, but they have a lot of fat for their body, it's called sarcopenic obesity, they have all the same risk factors as somebody mm-hmm. who is overweight. In fact, they're more at risk because nobody's telling them to go see the nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look great, right? But
yeah.
you have no idea what's going on
right.
on the inside. And I'm very surprised many times when I see people's results. But it's just it's another tool. It's another piece of information and mm-hmm. something to work towards. The other thing is with women, I think, is that if they're having symptoms, let's say it is shortness of breath or their blood pressure did go up on the last test and they attribute it to just being nervous at the doctor visit,
mm-hmm.
is that self-care is really important. We
yes.
as women are the nurturers. We give birth to the next generation. We take care of everybody mm-hmm. else. And very many times we don't really take care of ourselves or we ignore. We're going to brave this out. You know, I might not feel well, but I'm not going to go to the emergency department. Who will care for my three-year-old, who will make my husband breakfast in the morning. These are the things that people actually say. So as friends, you
know. People still have to make their husband breakfast in the morning? Do you make your husband breakfast in the morning?
Do I? he's on his own before, you know, the time I open my eyes. Honestly, Hillary, there are healthy options in the house. That's one thing I've always been. I don't like to tell somebody when to eat, how much to eat, what to eat. I think we should all be in charge of our intuitive eating, I like to call it. Bob knows when he's hungry, you know.
Bob, do you eat breakfast?
Every day.
Every
what
day.
What do you have?
I've seen him eat his breakfast.
You have?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, maybe that's Tony. Tony likes his oatmeal.
Yeah, Tony eats here. I don't
Sorry.
Eat my breakfast
here. No, you were wondering, how does she know what I'm eating? I have very good eyesight.
you might have seen She's me driving one of those over and... pancake breakfasts that I've been talking about.
No, but I'm not picking on you. No. But I like to have, you know, healthy choices in the house. Our rule, as you know, is 80% healthy, 20% fun. And, of course, my kids would always lobby for the 60-40. And I say, well, you're probably doing better than most of the people in this town if you get to that part. But
well, should you do fun? Like, for instance, I'm a breakfast person.
Yes.
Breakfast is my favorite meal.
Okay.
I could have breakfast every meal. That's how much I like breakfast. So just say you wanted pancakes. Are there healthy, heart healthy pancakes out there that you can have for breakfast? Should you have your breakfast? Is that when you should do your 20% fun breakfast? Or
I would say when you get your nutritional bases covered, and what would those be? Fiber, right? That's one problem in our communities, our culture, is that we don't get enough fiber in our diet. We get more sugar than fiber. And so fiber would lower cholesterol. It lowers blood sugar. So it hits a lot of the data points on the dashboard that we were just talking about. So pancakes aren't a rich source of fiber. They do have a lot of carbohydrates. And what do we tend to put on pancakes?
Yeah.
People like maple syrup, right?
I don't, though.
Well, then that's different. And you remember the silver dollar size? You know, a few of those, but some protein. Because the morning, you really want to have some protein. It doesn't have to be eggs or it doesn't have to be yogurt, but some nuts or something to hold you longer.
And I had my cashews today because of you.
So nuts are a very good source for the morning. I like oatmeal with some protein in there, some nuts, some fiber, some fruit. That's another source.
But
of...
aren't there – you know how to cook. I know you know how to cook.
Aren't
there pancakes out there that aren't made out of pancake material that you've made?
I don't make pancakes, but I do make granola, and I make pretty good granola for some of the listeners out there that might know about my granola. It's pretty good.
You should have it
crunchy.
Available. Francine's.
Francine's granola. Francine's a busy lady these days, I have to tell you. There's nutrition is really out there. It's hot right now. When I first started practicing, it was a necessary evil. Nobody would want you to come on their radio show and talk about it. Now it's wherever you go. It's people are also savvy and sophisticated and knowledgeable about this diet versus that diet. And I like that. I love when patients come to me and they're aware of their health. They know they have their blood tests on their phones. They have their food diaries already.
Wow.
They have Fitbits. Well, we have so many sources of information now. They know how many steps they've taken that day.
Do you know how many steps you've taken?
No, I don't have any steps I've taken, but I did a bar class this morning.
You did?
And I think that counts. I think
you
I'm
went
done.
To the bar.
I went to the BARRE.
Yes.
At Exhale in Harbor Point. Shout out to Exhale in Harbor Point. And
I
love
to try
that
Exhale.
Method. I love it. You know,
everybody needs to exhale, don't they?
Well, as long as you inhale and then you exhale. Because
right.
if you're only exhaling, you're going to be putting a lot of carbon dioxide. And that's the last thing we need to put in the world. But I love the method. I love that particular place. But you're a spinner. You've always been.
I like spinning. My new thing that I really like, and I'll shout it out to the rooftops, because this – actually, when you go to this, you feel – you walk out like 5 pounds thinner right after the class, I swear.
Where is that?
Hot Hit Pilates.
Wow.
And it's at – in Rybrook, believe it or not, at this studio in Rybrook.
You go all the way there?
That's only 5 minutes from here.
I know. It sounds like a
spoiled – Rye sounds like it's far away, but it's not.
No, I know. I know. It isn't.
It really isn't. And it's like Pilates in the heat.
Wow.
And I didn't say
workout.
Pie and lattes.
I'm so
it's
glad.
It's like such an old joke, isn't it?
No, I never heard
you
that
didn't?
Joke. I didn't. But it's a good – I think it's a good method. Very good for people that – because you don't want to get injured. That's another thing. right?
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about heart disease and cancer, but you fall and break your hip when you're 75 and it's lights out. I hate to say it, but you've seen it happen over and over again, right? You get, you know, an infection in the hospital, you get readmitted, you lose muscle mass. The most important thing, the heart is a muscle, right? And we humans used to be a very muscular species. Mm-hmm. We're not anymore, right? We're all big. We're eating animals that are fat and sick.
Well, you're not big.
Well, I'm not, but I thank you. This is a radio show. Nobody, I could be anything. You wouldn't even know. But
we're posting on Instagram. Okay. Healthy Hillary Show on Instagram, so you can look it up and you can see that. Aren't you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram.
Sound Nutrition.
No, just Francine Blinton.
Okay, well, look up Francine Blinton. You'll see that she's walking her talk.
I hope so. Well, you know, you really have to be because otherwise you lose all credibility, right? People are very visual. Mm-hmm. And I do believe in everything I talk about. The diet I like a lot for preventing heart disease, again, we talked about the muscle and muscle preservation, is the Mediterranean diet. And it's a diet that is enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like a diet. And it's not a low-fat diet. You can have nuts with that diet. You can have olive oil, and you should, and fish. But protein is not the main event. It's about the vegetables. It's a plant-based diet, two-thirds plant, one-third animal protein. Eggs are part of that. Nuts, legumes are a big part of that.
I love legumes. Don't you know? No.
No, you don't.
No.
I remember that about you. I know.
I finally broke down and had lentil soup yesterday.
I like that for you.
I don't want to. How do I get to know them, legumes?
You have to, first of all, not be prejudiced against them and not make that face. What are they? That would be chickpeas. It would be white kidney beans.
Those are fine.
Black beans.
Chickpeas are great.
You don't have to eat all of them, but, you know, get to know a few of those. Lentils are a great source of B vitamins, minerals. Mm-hmm. So when you get those nutritional bases covered, so your body doesn't know how to say, I would like some magnesium, please. But what it does is it gives you cravings. I need to eat.
Right. Legumes.
Legumes.
You like them, don't you?
They're nutrient dense. They cover a lot of bases. They also lower diabetes risk.
So that's a good thing to mark down.
It is. And, you know, other cultures know what to do with beans, right? Indian cultures, Mediterranean, Middle Eastern. However, in this country, people look at you and you say beans and they think, do I have to soak them? What do I do with
them? I know. And when they say soak them, I don't know what that even means.
It just means that they'll cook faster. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, I'll say it. Okay, opening a can of beans. It's not a big deal. It's better than not eating them.
But soaking them would be better, right?
Dry and soaking, yes. If you're making, like I'm making chili on Sunday.
You are? What kind?
Of course I am. I'm making two kinds, vegetarian chili and turkey chili.
Now, I would love to learn to make turkey chili because got turkey chili the other day at Balducci's, and I was satisfied. I had a cup. That
was it. Good. They do a good job over there.
No, but I feel like I just wasn't hungry. Like for a long time.
Well, the beans in there, there's a lot of fiber. Again, and you've got the meat, but the meat's not the main event. You've got the vegetables. Mm-hmm. You have a tomato base. So tomatoes are a big staple of the Mediterranean diet, especially cooked tomatoes, which are also preventive against prostate cancer, heart health. If you look at a tomato and you cut it open, when you look at the inside of a tomato, it almost looks like the four chambers of a heart. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very heart healthy.
It's interesting.
Any of those red, orange fruits and vegetables, they're very potent phytochemicals, we call them. So the idea is mix a variety of them. And in the summers, when tomatoes are abundant and at their peak taste-wise and freshness, eggplant is a big part of that diet. Have you met an eggplant yet?
No, I don't like eggplant.
You're not very friendly with these plants.
I don't really like that, no.
I don't like eggplant. I don't know why.
Well, I do.
I don't even like the word.
You don't
eggplant.
Like the word. Maybe we should change it. Let's call it something else.
A long time ago, there was a comedian that said eggnog. I know what egg is, but what is nog exactly, right? It's like eggplant, you know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't. But I'm sure it's good.
If I made it for you, I think you would like it.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. It's a matter of,
you Steve know, likes eggplant.
He does? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is he listening right now?
Probably not right now because he's out there working. But I'm trying to get him interested in eating breakfast. Not buying Captain Crunch. Every time he buys it, I throw it out.
Because it's candy.
Because it's awful.
Yeah, Captain Crunch is candy.
Yeah, we throw it out.
And muffins are cake.
I think it must be a childhood thing he's attached to. It must be like a childhood memory.
Have him Captain take a look Crunch. At the, actually take the box of Captain Crunch. Look at the sugars, grams. Mm-hmm. So 4 grams of sugar is a teaspoon. this is a real buzz killer for him. So look at the grams of sugar on the package of crap. I don't know what it is. We could probably figure it out.
You almost called it crap. Crapped and
it is. I didn't say it because I was raised right, but you did.
Well, it sounded like not a typo. What do you call it?
Freudian slip.
Yes.
So whatever it is, so I'm sure it's got at least 12 grams in there divided by four.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, we can figure it out right now. So that's a lot of sugar. If you think of it in teaspoon terms, it's a lot. If you think of it in grams, most of us don't know what grams are. So there's a lot better things that he can eat than Captain Crunch.
You could ask Siri.
I know, but right? I have my phone off right now.
Sugar in Captain Crunch. Well, you know, everybody in Greenwich, Connecticut knows it's not something that they would ever...
Most people don't admit
12 grams of sugar. So a lot of people must
have
asked
much?
That.
12 grams in what? 3/4 of a
0.75
cup?
0.75 cup.
So that's 3/4 of a cup. Who's having 3/4 of a cup? You know you're having more. Mm-hmm. So 12 is the minimum, which is 3 teaspoons. And what are you having with that juice? Add on another. Right. You know, that's before you've left the house in the morning.
We learned from you as a family, rethink your drink. And you know what my kids drink at every meal?
What?
Water.
That's
if we're going to go and we're at a restaurant, I get water and put lemon in it.
That's great.
And now I've got Sydney into, you know, cutting up strawberries and putting it in the water. So that's
huge.
Like,
that's
isn't
big,
that great?
You know, these small permanent changes are what really stay. You know, in the beginning of the year, everybody goes to the gym and they start eating everything green and they give up all the things they love. And then by February, it's all gone, right?
Godiva, Hearts. And
but by doing what Sydney did, just by, you know, getting rid of the soda or the juice and putting some strawberries in your drink. And the thing I like about that is that she can control it. She can pick the fruit she wants. She can wash it and help, and she's invested in it.
Yes.
That's the key with kids, is you get them invested in it. And my favorite is cucumber. I love cucumber and water.
You do?
Yeah.
I like strawberries, and they do that at
citrus.
The Marriott in Florida a lot. You ever notice that? They'll put like oranges.
In nice hotels. Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially you get off a plane, you're dehydrated, and you see this beautiful thing. Now, if there was some kind of a fruit punch there, you'd drink that too, right? But because we're opportunistic,
but we don't,
as humans,
because we rethink our drink.
We rethink our drink
because of Francine.
And the next slogan I'll give you is maybe it's time for an oil change. That goes along with rethink your drink. That's most important is the water, because we are so much water. Our bodies are at least 70% water.
Okay,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
What you drink has a higher uptake because we are water, and the water uptake is so the good and the bad is taken up so quickly. Right. That's why good healthy soups are important. But
I'm on a soup kick lately too.
Yeah, I know
soup.
You. So do I. You had your lentil soup.
I love lentil soup. I love egg white omelets, veggie ones. I'm on a veggie kick too. We're just all in on vegetables over at the Phillips house.
So you're taking
We're
care
upping
of your
our vegetables.
That's part of very much Mediterranean. What you're describing.
Fish.
Fish is a big part of it.
Love fish.
So do I. It's my favorite.
I love salmon. I want to learn how to make it with a little bruschetta on there, or like the, you know, like the tomatoes on with the.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to.
That would be a huge part of the, that's a cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet. It's the tomatoes, the fish. Don't forget the garlic and olive oil. Very anti-inflammatory. And all onions.
Okay. All onions.
Red onions.
Do you eat a lot of onions?
Leeks, scallions, chives.
No.
You don't like them?
I like onions, but I don't tend to eat a lot of them. No.
Well, get on it, because, you know, we have to take care of you, too. Even though you're not a woman, you do have those red shoes on today.
Yeah, Bob has red shoes on.
And the red pen, I see. So,
yes.
So onions, red onions, leeks, shallots, that whole family is anti-inflammatory.
Ooh, leeks.
Leeks. They give a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're making that face again.
Leeks.
So
I'm going to just run out right now.
I'm going to make you an eggplant leek. And what was the other thing you didn't like?
I don't know.
Like?
No, leeks are okay. They're just
leeks
those
are good. They have a lot
circular
of flavor.
Onions, right?
Mm-hmm. They're circular.
Yeah. They're okay.
So like cabbage and leeks together would be a really good, very heart healthy food.
Now, so let's call it the five things that you could do to have a heart healthy diet.
First of all, don't smoke. Don't ever smoke.
Does anybody smoke anymore?
Oh,
really?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, just come to work with me one day in New Haven and you will see people smoking.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Florida, you know what? I feel like whenever I go to Florida, everybody's smoking.
Really?
I swear, everywhere I go, somebody's smoking.
Interesting. Well, they
I'm
shouldn't,
not sure why.
Because it's the only product on the market that used as directed will kill you. Think about that. So don't smoke. Maintain your blood pressure under 120 over 80. Exercise.
So 110 over 70.
Right. So that's what yours is. So a sedentary lifestyle is a big no-no. So move. And if it's not Pilates and it's not bar, make sure you're moving, going up steps. Housework would count. Stretching, bicycle riding, which is, to me, the ideal thing if I'm not doing bar. My second favorite thing is just getting on my bike on a beautiful day and going around. And it's transportation. It's good for the environment. And you're getting strong arms and
it's
legs.
It's great. And you're in Old Greenwich.
I am. And I love my bicycle. I just feel like I'm always happy when I'm on my bike. It's a good experience. And it's good for balance. I just hate when the dogs jump out at me and I get spooked and I almost fall down. That's the only bad part.
Ooh, that's not good.
Happened
People
once.
Should have them on a leash.
No, but they are. But they if you have your earbuds in, which you shouldn't, and you do, and the dog appears out of nowhere, that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
But I have good balance from bar. So that's a third thing, right? Blood sugar. You want to make sure the lab tests usually say 70 to 100 is the normal range. I disagree. I think that's too big, 100. I like 85. 85 to 90 is really perfect. Your waist circumference, that's something I'm really, really strict about with my patients, is 35 inches for women and 40 for men and under. Less than 40, less than 35 for women. And you're measuring not gentlemen, not your pant size, because they can be underneath the belly bulge, but around the belly button. That's where you want to measure. And just keep record of it. And that's an important thing to watch. So because you can – weight shifts as we get older, right? You see it with women too. And then the other – what was the other thing? Triglycerides. I'm very strict about triglycerides. I like those. The lab says less than 150. I like them less than 100. They should be less than 100 on fast. These are fasting tests. What's another marker I look for is cholesterol. The good cholesterol should be above 40 for men, 50 for women. And the LDL cholesterol, depending if there's family history of heart disease, because that's a big predictor also. Not family history of heart disease, but early onset heart disease is a predictor. Because eventually, you know, if you're living to your 90s, and have a heart attack, that's not really considered a risk factor for a relative. But early onset, so under 60, I would consider to be. And definitely, definitely do not smoke.
Don't smoke. That would be pretty much, you would think that would be standard. People would know that. But
well, unfortunately, the people who haven't gotten the joke yet tend to be minorities and people of lower socioeconomic brackets. They tend to smoke more. So I'm always trying to encourage them to quit, and it's hard. It's very addictive. There's a reason why it's hard. So they say it's harder to quit than heroin.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not my expertise, but I do encourage patients, you know, to get whatever help they need to quit.
And there's things out there, right? There's classes. And
there's classes. There's support groups. There's the patch. There's drugs. You know, whatever it takes. Just don't start. If anyone's listening out there and if you're thinking about starting smoking, come and talk to one of my lung cancer patients and ask them what they think you should do.
It must be awful.
It's an awful cancer. Cancer is awful, but lung cancer is a horrible way to die. I watched my father go through it, and it's a horrible disease. There aren't really good drugs for it. It's not an organ that you can – it's not an appendage that you can feel yourself. People don't – it's not really on the radar. The other thing besides smoking that is a big cause of lung cancer is radon gas in the house. So when you buy a house, you're going to usually get a radon test. Yeah. You can remediate it if your levels are high. And that is something that I'm all about is – and women, again, poor women, we have to get back to women and lung cancer. So most men who get lung cancer have smoked or smoke. Women don't have the same non-smoking protection. So women, you will find a lot of women that get lung cancer that have never smoked, that don't look like somebody that would get lung cancer. And I think, this is my opinion, I think, and I know that there are estrogen receptors in the lungs. So I think, again, it's a hormonal thing.
That's terrible.
Post-menopause. Right. So it is a good idea to get your chest x-rays and have it be on your radar. And this is not, if this was a scary kind of an interview today, I didn't intend for it to be.
Yeah.
It's just, it is Heart Awareness Month. And I think if we just do the things when you go through your checklist, your dashboard of, did I get my mammogram? Did I get my colonoscopy? Have I gotten my physical exam with my lipids and all of that? You know, check in with your heart. And I do see a cardiologist, not regularly because I don't have any heart issues, but I have one. I like her. I like her approach. She does.
She has a Stanford?
Can I say her name?
Sure.
Evelyn Cusack.
Okay.
I like her a lot. I like her style. She's approachable.
Shout out to Evelyn.
Shout out to Evelyn. Yeah. She doesn't need my shout out. She's pretty well known and well respected. But it's good. You want to have a network of professionals. And
shout out to Alex, my daughter's friend, Carlota. Her mom is a cardiologist.
Oh, I thought you were shouting out to your daughter's friend.
No. Her mom is a cardiologist. And Alex, she's great, you know. And I always ask her questions about, you know, symptoms. You know, I'll call her, you know,
pick
instead
her brain.
Of Google, right?
Yeah, you pick her brain.
Alex, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Poor Alex.
Well, that's the part about being a doctor. But most people that go into healthcare know that that's part of what they do. I mean, I have been the parking lot nutritionist on many occasions.
Have you?
Right. Yeah. It's always on the freezing cold days when, you know, and what do you think of the ketogenic diet? Or what do you think about this or this protein bar? I'm always, you know, but that's okay. I mean, that's part of we go into this field. Everybody eats.
Those, you know, I'm on Weight Watchers and I've been on it and it's been successful. But I use your tips to follow a plan.
Yeah.
You know, like I do the plan, but I use a lot of your tips, you know, like the water and the vegetables. And obviously the higher the sugar, the higher the points. So they make it literally impossible to have a really,
interesting,
you know, high sugary piece of cake, you know, because it's going to be 30 points. Well, you're allowed 23 for the day.
So that's what I mean about the 80% healthy and 20%
yes.
fun. Once you've got your nutritional basis covered and you want
it. Shouldn't be fun, should it? Should it be fun?
It shouldn't be a reward, but it should taste good. Oh, yeah, we have these taste buds for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Because food is our only fuel, right? A plant can hang out in the sun and make energy from photosynthesis. We can't. We have food, mm-hmm. we have water, and we have oxygen. That's it. Without it, we're gone.
Yes.
Right. But a plant can protect itself standing still, right? A plant has to protect itself just the way we do, but it can't run away from its predators, right? Or go inside when it's cold. It's rooted and it has to protect itself. So when we eat the plants, we get that protection.
And you eat a lot of plants.
I love plants and I love eggplants. I am one of those people that, to me, that's the diet that, it's not the only diet, but I like it a lot because, and there was a study done. How much time do we have left?
Oh, 1 minute.
1 minute.
So, I can't believe it. We talk so well together,
don't we? Yeah, we have good chemistry.
We do.
Don't you think so?
We just keep going. And, you know, so, well, let's wrap up that it's, remember, Greenwich listeners, it is Heart Health Month. It's February. Also, remember your Valentine, right? But every day should be Valentine's Day for your loved ones.
Exactly.
And remember Francine Blinton from Sound Nutrition, remember, and she's got the best tips out there. She's a clinical nutritionist.
Clinical nutritionist.
Yes. And you've been listening to Francine on The Healthy Hillary Show on 1490 WGCH.